Welcome to episode 33 of Impacted, coming to you live via the Total Nonstop Impact Network. I am your host, Bison, and today I'm joined by the TNI UK team of Simply Steve and the Joker! How you doing, chaps?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. How you doing, Steve?
Yep, we're good. Cheers.
Good, good. Now, listen, guys, I've, as you could probably see, I've got a totally different background today. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been definitely having serious issues with the Bison's Wi-Fi. So I decided today I was going to head into my office at work. It's now, like I say, it's now almost 6:30 in the UK. So, you know, I should have finished work several hours ago. But I've come back specially to make sure that I'm not choppy today. I've got good Wi-Fi, and hopefully we should have a really, really good show today, guys. We've got some really interesting stuff to talk about. But at this point, can I ask that you all give us a good thumbs up right now? Right now, get in there, give us a good thumbs up to get so we can get all of that out of the way. Hit that subscribe button, remember, because then that way, as long as you hit that subscribe button, give that bell a little tickle. Come on, guys. Just get in on the action with the tickling of the bell. Let's get in there. Thumbs, subscribe, tickle the bell. Right? So we need to tickle the bell. That way, you will never miss any of the fantastic content coming out each and every week from the TNI UK and, of course, US teams. So, guys, we've got one hell of a show to talk about. Well, so many things to talk about this week. And, you know, it's funny, actually, because sometimes when we think we're going to have a lean week, all of a sudden, loads of things suddenly start to crop up. So I think we've got a lot of things to talk about. And also, later on in the show, we'll still do some question answers from the comments as well. But I think one of the main things that we're going to talk about will be, obviously, tomorrow's show. We've also got that little bit extra with the BTI, Josh Alexander, and TJP 1 hour Ironman match, and I've got a little something that I want to do as well when we get to talking about that as
this
well.
This is really why he's away from home, guys. He's had to come to the office just for this.
Exactly. What a fun! I tell you what, I am so excited. I really am. I'm so excited about this Ironman match. I could watch Josh, basically Josh Alexander, more than anything, just literally fight anyone for literally an entire episode of Impact Wrestling. If nobody else turned up, it wouldn't bother me. Let's just watch Josh smash it out with whoever for the entire episode. That'd be great. And of course, we're doing that with BTI this week. It's pretty much an entire episode with this fantastic Ironman match. I'm so excited about it. I cannot tell you, but I've got a little something here which arrived in the post today, ladies and gents. Right in the post today, right? So I'm going to get that opened up a little later and see what that is. I hope you guys are excited as I am. So I'm really excited about that. So what have you been up to, Steve? What have you been up to this week? Anything?
It's been a busy week, really, this week. I think you'd know all about that. We've actually been building an extension on the back of our bungalow, and I've been actually part building it. So yeah,
okay,
I think you know all about that one. Yeah,
I'm all over that, mate. I'm all over that. What about you, Joe? Have you been doing up to 80 special? I mean, we just had the bank holiday weekend here. Yeah. What did you get up to?
You guys are all constructing. I'm destructing. I've been dismantling all the crap at the back of the garden. So all the weeds and stuff are up, and that got a huge stockpile ready to burn now. But you know, as you guys know, we're in the middle of a heat wave, and our heat wave is building. So I'm getting tired out after a while, but after like 15, 20 minutes. But over since last Thursday, I've done, one or two days, I did about 3 or 4 hours straight, nonstop, back to back. So, and then in between the minutes for like 1 or 2 hours throughout every other day. So I've been pretty knackered and sleeping almost any other time I've had the chance to. So I've been meaning to get around to watching the most recent Double or Nothing, which I promised Chris Jericho I would do, and I've not been able to get around to it yet because I've been asleep.
Oh, well, mate, to be honest with you, I don't think you missed anything. But me. That's just me. I'm not a massive fan of the AEW, to be honest with you. I think it's okay, but I quite like watching the sort of kind of recap stuff. To be honest, I do watch the recap stuff and make sure that I keep up to date with what's going on and who wins what and
yeah,
you know, who they've signed now, as they seem to like signing everybody. They're just basically the next version of Up North, to be fair, but never mind.
The post-match speech he gave after the night had finished, and that finally got me thinking, right, I want to see what's actually happening again. And actually,
fair enough.
And actually see what's happening rather than keep saying to myself, this is what I'm going to do, and then not actually get around to doing it. So,
fair enough, brother. Fair enough. I have to say, guys, I am not anti AEW at all. I'm not anti, to be fair, I'm not anti any wrestling whatsoever. I just don't watch AEW that much. Like I said, I just keep up on the, you know, I do keep on the highlight stuff. When it comes to the E, I don't really watch it at all, just a little bits here and there. And it, to be fair, it's more about time for me. I'm a busy man. You know, I've got kind of like, you know, 3 or 4 hours that I could probably dedicate to wrestling a week. And I like to dedicate to my favorite show. And that's Impact. So I spend that time with them. And then obviously I spend a few hours with my boys, Joe and Steve as well, you know, talking about the fantastic Impact Wrestling promotion. So I absolutely love that. So guys, let's get stuck into the rumors of this week. We've got some news, we've got some rumors, got a few topics to talk about. I'm just bringing it up on my my little prompter here. My little prompter to make sure
I've got it all right here for you, mate.
You've got it all there, buddy. Fair enough. I like it. So now, for me, one of the biggest things of the week has got to be the fact that the incredible Mean Gia Miller, the cowgirl herself, has re-signed a 3-year deal. Now, not just a multi-year deal, because normally when they say multi-year, it just means two. But she signed a three-year deal with Impact Wrestling. I think that is absolutely fantastic. I think here she's a friend of the show. We are also a friend of TNI. We're also big fans of hers, and we are absolutely over the moon about this, and we've got good 3 years worth of me and Gia interviewing all these fantastic wrestlers that we come to love and all the incoming guys. What are your thoughts on this, Joe?
I'm really pleased for her. I've got the microphone in my mouth. I'm really pleased that she's laid out just what her plans are for the future. You know, she's signed this 3-year deal. She's happy with Impact Wrestling. They're extremely satisfied with what she's doing, and she's also laid clear that while she's at Impact Wrestling, she's there to be the backstage interviewer. She said that if she's going to be wrestling, it's going to be in any independent promotions outside of televised events and things like that. So fans pestering her about that on a lot of the comments. I've read her repeating herself several times, saying what her role in Impact Wrestling actually is, and that is to be the person, the thing she's doing now backstage, and it's working brilliantly. The chemistry between her and everybody is amazing. When I've seen the superstars, you know, that promo with W. Morrissey last week was awesome. And
yeah, it was. Yeah, that was really good.
Morrissey made it fantastic, but Gia Miller's reaction to it and all the fights between Morrissey and Willie Mack and Rich Swanler over the weeks have been absolutely fantastic. They really brought that, and so she's perfect to and it's just great news to know that she's got 3 years at least. I hope it goes on for much longer.
I could see Gia being with us for many, many years to come. What about you, Steve? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And the fact that they, because occasionally sometimes you get like, if someone's not an in-ring wrestler, then they just kind of said, oh, this person's sticking with us. Whereas this was made to feel like a big deal. And that shows that they have, you know, they hold Gia in high regard. And, you know, that says quite a lot. And it did make me think, well, because Gia has said, obviously, she is an in-ring performer as well. It did make me think, well, maybe they do have plans in the long-term future, maybe to get her in the ring, maybe in Impact a couple of times here and there, you know, if the knockout in the knockouts division. But, you know, that might be here, there, or, you know, never. But it did make me think, like, that just shows what they think of her.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, there is the potential there for her to possibly do an in-ring. I mean, she's not contracted to do that as it stands. She's made it very clear. But, you know, that's now. That doesn't mean that in, you know, a year or so's time that we don't get a storyline where, you know, we get a wrestler picking on her or something and she basically fights back and we end up seeing Mean Gear in the ring or something. I don't know. I mean, there could be, you know, plans for that, you know, in the future. But at the moment, she's doing a fantastic job with what she does. And I for one, am so glad that she signed that deal. I mean, we've got her on BTI. We've got her doing backstage segments. You know, there could be more things to come. We just don't know that. So, you know, she's got a 3-year deal. She's now, you know, she's there for 3 years. So, you know, they could do all sorts with her. So
she's part of the family.
She's now part of the part of Impact, and that's fantastic to see.
Also, is that Ace maybe sticks around for 3 years?
Well, do you know what? I'm not sure. I think when Ace signed, he did sign quite a long contract, I believe. So I wonder whether that sort of kind of tallies in with what he's got left on his contract potentially. You know, there could be. You know, I know that they saw something special in Ace. They've got a lot. I think they've got a lot of plans for him to build him right up, a bit like the, you know, like an AJ Styles when they sort of kind of like, I'm not saying that he reminds me of AJ Styles because actually he reminds me a bit more of Chris Sabin, but that's another story. Yeah. But that's what they did with AJ Styles. They really built him up and you know, eventually he became the star, which quite frankly is one of the best pro wrestlers in the world today. So, you know, are we going to see something very similar with Ace as well? But that's great news for Gia. So congratulations to her. We're real happy about that. Now, Joe, I believe you've got a couple of birthdays and anniversary shout-outs.
Yes, I did promise the cowboy this morning that I'd send him this message. So to James Storm, happy birthday.
That comes from us all, everybody
on the TNA crew. Happy birthday to the cowboy James Storm,
exactly. legend of the TNA Impact Wrestling, that's for sure. And happy birthday, brother.
I'd also like to say congratulations to John Morrison and Taya Valkyrie on their third year wedding anniversary as well. So congratulations to all of them.
Yeah, I can't believe how quickly that's gone. 3 years, of course. You know, obviously they were both contracted to Impact at the time when all that happened. And yeah, congratulations, guys. I saw a post of you guys doing your first dance on the socials. I think it was John Morrison that put it up, or Johnny Impact, as we like to call him around here. Johnny many names, and he was doing some breakdancing, I saw, so very impressive stuff. Nothing more than I would expect from Johnny Mundo. I mean, John Morrison. So, yeah, fantastic. The guy is an absolute legend, and I'm so pleased that they've got to this point. 3 years, man. 3 years. Soon be as many as me and my wife. We've hit 14 and still going strong. So keep that going, guys. Keep that going. So the other thing, and I've noticed this one's been mentioned in the chat a couple of times, that we've got going on is Kylie Rae teaming up with Taryn Terrell at an NWA event. Now, there's not been lots of speculation on this one. You know, what's going on here? You know, is she still contracted to Impact? I mean, she did sign a 2-year deal, which doesn't come to an end quite yet, so I think we still got a good 6 or 7 months left on that contract, but you know, good luck to her. You know, we know that she's had some issues in the past. You know, it's well documented with the mental health issues, etc. You know, maybe it was just too much too soon. You know, I mean, they were pushing her to win the Impact title, Knockouts title at that point. And maybe it was just a little bit too much for her at that moment. I don't know, but it's great to see her making those baby steps back. And I will, for one, be looking out for that, because she's teaming with Taryn Terrell, who I have to say is probably one of my favorite Knockouts for in the past 20 years, along with ODB, of course. Don't forget ODB. And, of course, the incredible Gail Kim. But that match, I don't know if you guys remember back in the day. I can't try to remember where it was. But there was a Gail Kim and Taryn Terrell match, which was a proper full-on hardcore. I think it was a Slammiversary match, but that match for me was just outstanding. It was an incredible match. I think Taryn took a hell of a bump. I'll tell you what, Hakeem, who's just turned up in the chat, will probably remember this one, or if Critical Sting's here. What was the match? Where was it and when? The Gail Kim, Taryn Terrell match, which was just an absolute barn burner of a match. Pretty sure it was a hardcore match. So if anybody can let us know, we'd appreciate it. Steve seems to think it was a Slammiversary. Not sure what year. I would say it's probably around 2011, 2012 maybe.
2012, yeah.
Before my time, so obviously I've got no input on this now.
Critical Sting is giving us the info. Slam 2013, last Knockout Standing.
Boom. Yes, that's the match I thought it was. I just didn't know what year it was. I knew it was the last Knockout Standing match, and I've seen bits of that. It's a bloody brutal match. So hats off to Gail Kim and Taryn Terrell. And Taryn Terrell working with Kylie Rae. I think that's a really, really fantastic way to start rebuilding Kylie Rae's confidence in herself again. You've got an in-ring veteran like Taryn Terrell. It's just as if Gail Kim was to come over to Kylie Rae and put her arm around her shoulder and bring her back to Impact Wrestling. I think that Kylie Rae might come back to Impact Wrestling, but part of me is more thinking that perhaps they've parted ways and it's just all been out of everyone's sight and out of sight, out of mind. And regardless of what's happened, I'm just glad that Kylie Rae's in the ring again. It's good to see. You know, she's got the Warrior Wrestling. She's got two matches there, one with Thunder Rosa coming up in August, and she's got one in this month or July. And then she's also got ANWA now as well. She's doing a couple of matches there, so she's getting herself back onto larger platforms now, which is good. And it's just good to see that, you know, after such a hell of a year last year, she went from massive almost out of nowhere to right at the top of the roster. So just thinking about it myself, it's overwhelming. So I can't imagine what it's like to actually be a performer in the ring. So I'm just
I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, it takes its toll on you. I think you have to be a strong person mentally and as well as physically. You know, we all know that Kylie is an incredible in-ring performer. She's very good. She's a very good sort of kind of on the mic as well. Her character is fantastic. But then you've then got that mental kind of, you know, side to it as well. And I think it's a real shame, you know, because she really has got the talent to be like the top of any female division. If she does come back, you know, maybe it'll be a case of, you know what, come back, finish off your contract. We'll put you in we'll put you in a few matches, but we won't push you to, you know, like the top, you know, to be a Knockouts champ or anything like that. You know, I think it would be nice to see her back just, you know, for the Impact fan base, really. It just would be nice to see her back. But if she doesn't come back, let's just wish her all the best. You know, it's just great to see that she's obviously in a much better mind space, that's for sure.
I can see them sort of simmering her contract out and leaving mutually and then maybe coming back under like different circumstances.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping is going to happen. You know,
ending this contract and then maybe coming back under a different contract.
Yeah. As long as it's out of sight, isn't it? And no one's there to be over judgmental about it. That's all that matters to me. And I think it's all that really should matter to the fans, you know?
I totally agree.
Was she there when there were fans last time?
No, so, I think she... Well, she came in... I think originally she came in, didn't she?
She came in at
Bound for Glory
2019. Right? Yeah, Bound for Glory 2019. She came into the Battle Royal.
That's right.
The match there. And she then returned in, I think it was March or April last year, the following year. And she went on to build up that rivalry with Deonna Purrazzo, with Susie and Kimberly. And
yeah,
so, and Rosemary and Ty Valkyrie. So it was all that back and forth between them. So I might be a year off.
Oh, Christ. No, she did come in. I think she turned up at the tapings that were in Atlanta, maybe.
Yeah,
somewhere like that. Those tapings were in front of a crowd. So that's when she came back. She had a massive pop, huge,
yeah,
big thing.
I know she was there before Tasha Steelz had come in, because she beat Tasha Steelz on a debut match.
That's
so
right.
If anyone can fit the pieces in between the cracks there, which is I'm pretty sure that we can get a better perspective on everything.
There you go. But again, you know, and like Gary Rossetti in the chat just said there, you know, NWA might be a good place for her.
You know,
a little bit under the radar. They're not so much in the spotlight at the moment. It'd be a good place for her to sort of kind of reintroduce herself. But we just have to wait and see. But anyway, talking about the knockouts, we've also got Chelsea Green has been hinting a little bit more on socials with regards to an Impact return. Again, this is something I quite like to see. You know, I was a fan of the Hot Mess, you know, back when she was champ. I was a little bit disappointed in her, the way that she sort of kind of like disappeared. But again, as far as she's concerned, you know, she left on good terms. It was just a shame that it was sort of close to her winning the Knockouts title. But again, you know, when opportunities come a knocking, up north, I mean, we, you know, at the end of the day, most wrestlers will still see that as the pinnacle of a career, wouldn't they? Working for the biggest wrestling promotion in the world. You know, when the opportunity comes knocking, you know, you've got to take it, you know, because you don't know when that opportunity is going to arise again, which is exactly the same with Taya. You know, her opportunity's come up and she's taken it, you know, and hopefully, you know, she's going to do really, really well. And it looks like so far she's doing fantastic. And we'll just see her back somewhere down the line, you know, when the releases come, as they always do. So that's good. What are your thoughts on Chelsea Green, Joe?
I'm really pleased. Really pleased that she's still showing an interest in coming to Impact Wrestling. You know, even if she's dropping these hints that the Hot Mess is coming back. She's had the second plate in her wrist removed now as well. She had one on her shoulder removed earlier this year. She's had one on her wrist removed now as well. So she's fully getting back into training and to get into the ring, and she's basically cleared to wrestle now. But because she's on the 90-day no-compete clause with the WWE, she can't actually wrestle the match, but she's cleared to wrestle now. And her intention seems to be to go to Impact Wrestling, or to at least come in as a refresh character of the Hot Mess, rather than come in as the Undead Bride. So that seems to be where things are going if she does return to Impact Wrestling. So that's really got me interested already. To see her reinvent herself, rather than doing what I thought that would have been done, would be to like copy what Eric Young did, come back in as a revamped version of his insane self. But to think if Chelsea Green comes back in, it will probably be as Laura Van Ness and then go on from there. But either way, it's going to be great to see her again if she does come back, and I'm really pleased for her.
Definitely. Steve, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, when all the names were released of who the WWE released, Chelsea Green was the most likely one I could see returning to Impact. And to be honest, I still see that.
Yeah. I know Bison's biting his lip now, waiting for Samoa Joe to come through the door, but I do see that happening too, don't worry.
Samoa
Joe is one of those I can see really going to any company.
I'd love
him to come to Impact, but if he goes to any other company, I wouldn't be surprised.
Nor would I. But I just, you know, Samoa Joe for me is been one of my all-time favorites, you know, from TNA back in the day. The dude is an absolute badass. Incredible on the mic, fantastic in the ring, can move, you know, look at the guy and he just moves incredibly well. Still today, you know, even though he's a little bit older now, he can still really, really go. So, you know, if he comes back, I know that what we're going to get is a really good Samoa Joe. We're not just going to get an older version of what we've had in the past. It can't quite do it. I think we're going to get, if he comes back, we're going to get a really good Samoa Joe. And I just want to see that happen. Okay. So now moving on, obviously talking about Chelsea Green, we also had Matt Cardona being written off Impact TV, by his best mate, Brian Myers. Obviously, he's going to be heading off into battle with EC3 at Free the Narrative. Now, it's funny, this one, isn't it? Because for weeks and weeks and weeks before any of this stuff started coming out, I was saying to you boys, there's so much going on between Cardona and EC3. And we were talking about whether it was going to be something to do with Ring of Honor or Impact. But now it's something completely separate. It's something that they've obviously got together themselves. I love that sit down, cup of coffee promo they did, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I thought that was absolutely superb, really well put together, and proved that those guys are so, so talented. And I think I'm definitely going to be looking at how I can watch this Free the Narrative. I've not seen how it's going to be done. I'm assuming it's going to be, I don't even know if it's just going to be those two or it's an event or whatever it is. I don't really know too much about it. So if anyone in the chat has any more information on the Free the Narrative, I'd be interested to know a little bit more about that. What are your thoughts on Matt Cardona versus EC3 then, Steve?
For me, it's going to be an interesting watch, isn't it? I'm not sure how much more there will be to the event beyond, because I've not seen much advertised for it. The one big thing that I was a bit like bummed out with when Scott said that Cardona has now been taken out for 12 weeks is that means he's going to sadly miss Slammiversary, because 12 weeks goes to August.
Yeah.
Actually, that's true. Yeah, he will miss out on Slammiversary, won't he? Yeah, that's true. I actually thought that we would potentially have a real big match between him and Brian Myers at Slammiversary, but you know, that's not going to happen. Somebody Slowpoke's just written as Free the Narrative has other matches in it, so it's obviously some sort of kind of it's a show in its own right, I guess.
Yeah, it's a one-off event, like it's just a one-off night, really.
EC3,
I guess. Yeah, like with Jericho Cruise, it's something that EC3 has set up just to really promote his character, and I think it's going to help. I think it's also to help boost Ring of Honor's popularity a bit more as well. But it's open to anyone who's willing to come in to just come in. It's like the Jericho Cruise was, that which did the same thing for Ring of Honor. It was a Ring of Honor event, which included then got guys from Impact Wrestling on board, because yeah, Brian Cage and Sami Callihan and LAX put their names out, and then they got themselves onto their thing.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's great publicity and just great marketing from EC3, and really. And Matt Cardona, since he came to Impact Wrestling, has been nothing but fantastic. So, and I know he's got matches at Warrior Wrestling coming up while he's away. So him being gone over August it's not a downer for me. It's also not surprising, because I've seen he's got at least two matches at Warrior Wrestling, and in August. So he's going to be there as well. He might come back to, he's got a lot of intention to come back to Impact Wrestling, because he's got unfinished business with Brian Myers. He made that perfectly clear on his last message about Impact Wrestling when Myers took him out, was that he will be back and he will get his revenge on him. Whether that's a match with Brian Myers somewhere else, because I know he's got one or two of them there, or in Impact Wrestling, it is another story. But I think he has got an intention to come back to Impact Wrestling. I think he's found a place he can call a comfort zone. And Ring of Honor would be another good place for him too. So Impact or Ring of Honor would be great places for him to jump to and from.
Yeah, no, I agree, definitely. I mean, you know, and again, I think, you know, one thing that Matt, I clearly liking about working with Impact is the fact that he comes in, he does his, you know, he does his few days of taping, and then he can go off and play with his toys. So, you know,
literally
for the rest of the month, you know, with a few matches dotted in there at indie promotions. So, you know, there's lots of things that could potentially go on there. Steve is dropped out there. Not sure where he's disappeared to. Here he comes. He's back. The boy is
swapping places with me on the screen, that's all.
What happened there, bud?
No idea.
He's swapping places with me on the screen.
Yeah, but it's a better place for you down there, to be fair. Down there is much better. Down in the basement, lad. Down in the basement. Now, obviously, I did want to talk about a couple of the matches. The match that we've now got just been announced with regards to Against All Odds. So we've got to get that one in there. So we've got Joe Doran versus Kojima from New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's now been obviously announced for Against All Odds. You know, this could be a pretty badass match. I did look it up. I've watched the matches that they've had previously on YouTube. It's worth looking up, guys. Check that one out. I think this is going to be one hell of a match. They've done the right thing. They've put him in against Joe. I think they know each other really well. This is going to be a really, really good match. What are your thoughts on this one, Steve?
What the Kojima enduring for Against All Odds?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be an interesting match. Like I say, I'm kind of going a bit black here because I don't know too much about Kojima. Obviously, I'll know a bit more about him after Thursday, seeing him against Dina. It is.
I think you keep disappearing off, Steve. Steve, what's going on? The last 2 weeks has been me. This week is you, brother. What's going on? You're a bit snappily as well. Like when you're talking, it's sort of cutting in and out a little bit as well. Might be worth doing a quick restart and then jumping back in. Cool. Okay. Maybe.
Right. It's up to you. I'll give you my thought on the match. Joe Doring and I saw their last match and this whole rivalry has been like, I think D'Lo Brown touched on it. It's been 10 years in the making that this whole like rivalry for it to boil over into Impact Wrestling from New Japan. These two, it's right up there with Michael Elgin versus Marufuji from a couple of years ago. It's going to be absolutely huge. It's Impact Wrestling showcasing the Japanese legends just as well as they had done in the past. You know, Marufuji versus Michael Elgin was absolutely amazing. And then he took on Josh Alexander as well, and that was amazing. And now we've got Kojima versus Joe Doran coming up. And I'm just pumped for that, just knowing that there's a lot of history between these two. And I've seen one or two bits of their matches. I've seen their most recent match. And Joe Doran actually was one of the few guys to actually ever pin him in like after a really long undefeated streak he had or something. So it's one of the reasons why Joe Doran was so popular in Japan, is he's one of the few guys to actually pin Kojima or something like that, because he was just, Kojima was that dominant in Japan, and Joe Doran was one of the few guys to actually knock him down and keep him down. So that, and then there's a big matter of pride, and there's a bit of big matter of violence by design. And it's all perfect. One thing I do hope though is I hope this doesn't stop the tag team titles from being defended though. I hope that Rhino and Dina can still defend the titles now. I hope, like, because it's a four-man faction. I hope it's like the free bird rule there, so it's not tied to Joe Doring and Rhino as the tag team champions. I would like to see the tag titles defended at Against All Odds as well. You know, Ace Austin and Fulton deserve some redemption, so I think to see them versus Dina and Rhino would be awesome.
Yeah, that, I think you're right there. I think that'd be really good as well. You know, bottom line is, I think possibly they'll stick with Rhino and Doring, to be fair. Two big beasts, you know, and I think, you know, I get what you're saying there, but definitely. Now, it looks like Sammy is obviously messing with Steve at the moment. I think he's letting me go because I'm representing the man himself today. So I think he's letting it go for me today. So I'm looking for, so it's good. Hopefully Steve will be back with us in a minute.
God, that means that there's a baseball bat hovering over my head somewhere. So all I've got to do is make one wrong move and then we lost.
Don't do it. Don't do it, buddy. Don't do it.
I'm a big supporter of Eddie Edwards too, so that's gonna piss him off even more.
Oh God, don't say it. Don't say it. But there you go. Never mind. You're right, Mir. You're right. It's simply Steve. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah, baby. No. So he'll be back in a minute. I'm sure. So the biggest news, I guess, of the day has to be the WWE releases from today. It has to be. That has to be the biggest news today. Steve's probably going to be gutted that he's not part of this section, though. But anyway, so the names that have been announced are Braun Strowman, which was a massive shock. I mean, that guy, you know, is over big time as far as I could tell.
He was absolutely amazing. I wasn't his biggest fan, but from an actual ability standpoint, he was really, really impressive for a big guy, especially how they're using the WWE. He was a main event monster that people keep crying out for in WWE, and Braun Strowman was one of those guys that was just perfect. He'd become someone that had just jobbed out to Roman Reigns and jobbed out to Brock Lesnar. And then they just, but when that happens, it's the beginning of the end. It's that where you go against Randy Orton and then that's it. You're over and poof, you're gone.
I get that. It looks like, just to let you guys know, it looks like Steve has had a few issues. So he's not going to be coming back, but I'm not sure if he's going to stay in the chat.
He'll be in the chat. I hope if he can get back on, Steve, by all means, jump back in.
Definitely. Now, yeah, so Braun Strowman was a big shock for me. Also, Aleister Black. I mean, Aleister Black is again another guy which, as far as I could tell, was pretty well over with the universe, the WWE universe.
Literally just made return to SmackDown this the week before, and now he's been released.
You crazy. Know
what the fuck is going on there, guys?
Yeah, it's some crazy stuff. We've got Ruby Riott, we've got Lana. Well, that doesn't surprise me. She'll probably go and join her husband, Miro, at AEW. You've got Santana Garrett. You know, Santana is someone I'd love to see back on Impact TV. We've got Buddy Murphy. Am I right in thinking Buddy Murphy was the one that had some very interesting things to say?
I have no idea who Buddy Murphy was, but
I might be wrong. I don't want to badmouth him or anything. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks like we're going with a two-man booth for now. So anyway, so if anyone's got any info on any of these guys, it'd be interesting to see where these go. I think Aleister Black would fit fantastically with Violent by Design, or even maybe Decay. Would be interesting if that's just my thoughts on that one. I don't know.
I'd love to see Santana Garrett back again as well, because she was one of the knockouts one of the first knockouts I saw in Impact Wrestling when I was watching. So she's got a special place in my heart, and she's got one of the most infectious smiles in pro wrestling alongside Kylie Rae. And once you see that smile, you're not going to stop smiling. So I'm a huge fan of Santana Garrett, so I'm hoping that we see her come back, even if it's just a short stint. But I think Santana Garrett, Lana, and Braun Strowman are probably going to have got AEW in their sights more than anything else. But
I would imagine so. But you know, let's face the fact. You know, it would be fantastic to see, you know, a couple more of these people turn up. I mean, they're not going to turn up for Slammiversary, obviously, because of the 90-day non-compete clauses. So we're not going to see them at Slam. But, you know, it would be interesting to see where these guys end up. Like I say, nice to see a couple of them turn up at Impact. With Samoa Joe, obviously, and Chelsea Green, that would be great. So it would be nice to see that at some point. But who knows, you know, I've been reading some of the stuff that's been thrown around, and there's people now suggesting that obviously, you know, WWE must be up for sale. There's a sale imminent.
There's rumors of that flying around already. I think I sent you guys. It's ridiculous. People are already blaming Tony Khan's brother on everything. And this is after the deal with New Japan Wrestling, WWE apparently being in the works. It's not even been agreed to yet. And
If we're going to be play dirt sheets, then all I'm going to say is it goes back to Peacock.
Everything goes back to Peacock.
It goes back to the whole thing with Peacock, and it goes back to Vincent Mann just not thinking clearly and not listening to everybody else. It's all I have to say, and I'm gutted for everyone that's backstage, and gutted for the roster. It really does piss me off.
Yeah,
I'm trying to hold back the anger by glossing over it with a bit of crude humor, which is counterproductive. So I do apologize for that, guys.
The thing is with me though is what they do is they go out and they basically sweep up all the great talents that everybody else has created, and then basically release a load of guys. I don't know. They have no choice. It's like I always say, if you're going to suddenly sign 20 independent guys, or sweep away a load of guys from an Impact or whoever, or Ring of Honor or whatever, then somewhere along the line there's going to be some releases. There has to be, because you can't just have 50 wrestlers sat at home doing nothing.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's unfair on them. But having said that, because they treated Eric Young that way, that's how we've managed to get him to come back in the way that he has. Because, he's had three or four years of sort of kind of sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, it's the same with Rhino. He was just sat there, literally sat there in catering during Bugger Royals. And
exactly. He's... So he's, keeping his body in decent condition. He's not getting the bumps. So, like they say, that you've only got a certain amount of bumps in the business, and then then you're done. So, we know that for a fact that, we've got at least three or four more years of bumps in EY. So it's all going good. It's all going good. But anyway, so it's interesting to see how, this is all going to pan out, mate. It's really, really interesting. Now, that brings me, just as a matter of interest, what are all your thoughts in the chat? We are interested to know your thoughts on any of this stuff that we're talking about. We certainly are, because everybody has a favorite that they'd like to see turn up on Impact. So let us know, let us know. Okay. So
reading some of the comments here, Gary Rossetti is proud as a peacock. That's the best chap you can put across. That's fantastic.
Yep. Proud as a peacock. Love it. You're
fired.
So it's very interesting to see where we go. It's nice to see Steve's managed to get himself into the chat, so he'll keep all you guys entertained while we're chatting away here, I'm sure. But let's move on. I mean, we're going good guns here, Joe. We're going good guns. So tomorrow night, on Impact, we've got 3 hours of fantastic content coming our way, starting off with BTI. And of course, we've got the advertised 60-minute Iron Man match, which I think is going to be an absolute incredible match between Josh Alexander and TJP. There's been a lot of buzz already over the past couple of weeks leading up to this. We had a press pass last night, which I was actually on for a little while, and then I ended up having to leave because I was having internet problems. So hence why I'm in my office today. But there you go. So I just sort of kind of bowed out on that one, unfortunately. But I did watch it on Facebook. So, yeah, I mean, I thought that was a really, really good, press pass with Gail Kim. Ross was in there as well. And, of course, Josh and TJP. They were both very respectful to each other. And I thought that was a really nice thing to see. It had a kind of big respect feel to it. Did you watch it, Joe?
I watched about a good half an hour of it, and before I'm having to put the phone down and get on to do something else, so I hopefully will go back and watch it again. It was great to see Gail Kim as well, but Josh Alexander and TJP, they were so, like you said, they were so professional to each other. There's a lot of ego there. No disrespect to either of them, especially from TJP, and he'll admit it himself. But they can put that ego and attitude aside and still be so respectful to each other. It just shows that these guys are true professionals. And this match, if it's anything that we've seen from these guys over the last 2 or 3 months, you know, the X Division title so far and has been involved in at least 6 match of the years for me. Five of those have involved Josh Alexander. 4 of those have involved TJP, and 3 of those have involved Ace Austin. So and now we've got this 60-minute Ironman match, which the entire locker room and everybody in production stopped what they were doing and sat through the rest of BTI and the first 15, 20 minutes of Impact Wrestling to watch it all. That says a lot of how good this match is going to be. And it's not even bloody started on our television yet. And I've been waiting for this match to come since it was announced last week. And so I thought I keep myself busy and do all the stuff I've been doing in the garden. Every time I come back in, time has just stopped. So I thought, oh, I should just go to sleep. It's not because I'm too warm, I'm too tired to stay. Oh, let's just go to sleep, see if that comes up. And I'm waking up and it's just going slower and slower and slower and slower. And the excitement's building and building and building and building. I don't know if I'm going to be able to contain myself when I'm watching one with the guys on Thursday night or Friday morning in the UK.
You're very excited about this one, Joe. I never hold it back. At the end of the day, I'm a huge Josh Alexander fan, massive fan of Josh's. I think the guy just oozes, you know, like Kurt Angle, to be honest. Again, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. And that's what I see in Josh. And I think he's got an incredible future ahead of him. Now, little special moment we've got, because I thought we'd wait for this moment. Just, you know, you guys, I told you I would open this in front of you guys. Now, basically what happened was I contacted Josh and said to him, Josh, you know, what can you do? Can you help me out here? I'm desperate to have your little wrestle buddy or whatever they're called. I can't remember what they're called now, those little buddy things. Can you sort a brother out? Can you sort Brother Bison out with one? And he said, do you know what, Bison? He said, I will bring one home and I will get that out to you. So it's literally arrived today. So I'm going to open this up. Right. And let's see what we got. Micro Brawler. That's it. That's what they're called. Micro Brawler. But let's see what we've got in it. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, we've got a t-shirt as well. Okay, hang on. So what we got is a t-shirt? Oh, yeah, look at this. So this is a ring worn. Hang on, let's get it up this way. This is a ring worn. Can everyone see that? It's all signed. Yeah, ring worn Josh Alexander top. What does it say on there? It says, walking weapon, Josh, all the best. Look at that, Josh Alex. Look at that, fantastic. Okay, so we've got that one. That one was ring worn, apparently. And we've got the Micro Brawler, and he signed it for me as well. Look at that.
That's fantastic. Oh, I'm not jealous.
Hey, look at that. So that's going to just go pride of place in my Mandalorian cave. Absolutely over the moon with that. Amazing. Oh, it says, we've got a little message on the back. It says, to Bison, thanks for all the support. Keep dropping the bomb interviews. Bless him. Look at that. There I go. Here you go. How cool is that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
How cool is that? That's definitely going to go pride of place. Thank you so much, Josh.
You're going to have to put that in frame. I can't even get a bit of dust on it.
I'm going to have to definitely. Yeah. This is fabulous.
Glass case stuff, that is.
That is fantastic.
That's amazing.
That is really cool. You know, and I got to say, you know, guys, Josh is a fantastic, super cool guy. And you know, he deserves all the love, all the support in the world, you know, as he moves forward. He's a great family guy as well, as we've all seen. So I'm absolutely over the moon with that. Absolutely over. Thank you so much, Josh, for that. I really appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. Wow. I can't stop smiling. How cool is that? That's superb. So fantastic stuff. Fantastic. So, so all I've got to say about that was make sure you tune into BTI 60-minute Ironman match with TJP. I think that's going to be an incredible match. I can't wait. So you just got to make sure you don't miss that. Remember, BTI on Access TV, get in there before the Impact. So then we're going to be heading into Impact itself. And we've got a couple of matches advertised. So I believe And then the 60-minute Ironman match will bleed into Impact.
Yeah, the last 10-15 minutes are going into the actual thing.
I believe that's what's going to happen. So we're going to get a little bit of that, obviously, going into Impact Wrestling. And then we've got a few matches on the card, which I think are also very, very interesting as well. Because, you know, one of the first matches we've got advertised is Jake Something versus Rohit Raju in a tables match. So not only are we, are we getting this 60-minute Ironman match, we're also getting a tables match with two incredible talents in Jake Something and Rohit Raju as well. Now, you know, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this? I know you're a big Rohit and Jake fan. So what are your thoughts on this one, brother?
Oh, I was surprised that they made it a tables match. I was just expecting it to be one-on-one. But I've watched both their promos about the build-up to this match over the past couple of days. And Rohit has really been pointing out that it's all, you know, the management's overlooking him once again, you know, which in a way I see both their sides of this argument. You know, for Jake Something, it's all ego because he's won the X Division title. And now he's just got sour grapes. But for Rohit, it's like they put the title on me because there was nobody else to give it to. And now I've lost it. They don't care about me anymore. And look at what Scott Dunwall did with Jake Something. He brought him into the ring in front of all of us, made him out to be the hero, and then he lost to Chris Bay. You know, it's like, and so you can see and feel the professional jealousy between both of them. And you can feel the personal frustration and jealousy between them, and they're both pushing this match really well online as well. They're both really saying that, you know, that their friendship in the past is over after this, regardless of what happens. But obviously, I think in real life, that's not going to be the case. I think there's still going to be that buddy respect that we know and love. It's going to be good. I just hope we don't see Shira interfere and it get thrown out the window. I want to see a good, clean victory, even if it's for dirty tactics, but from one-on-one, not one-on-two or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I think this is going to be, this is going to be a really good match. I think it's going to be quite brutal. We know Rohit has got some speed. He's got some incredible technical ability, but Jake is just an absolute beast, is he? And I think he's been unleashed, as we saw the way he basically took Shearer to the cleaners.
That was amazing.
He absolutely destroyed him, didn't he, after that match. So it's going to be, I think something is finally sort of kind of clicked in Jake. And we're now going to see, you know, the Jake Something we've seen, you know, at AAW and a lot of the indie promotions, certainly over the past few years. Now we're going to get to see the real Jake Something.
Yeah, it'll be the first time we've seen this Jake Something since when he came into a one night only event with, I forgot who it was, but he took on Aiden Prince and somebody else for that company's tag titles. You know, he was pretty brutal back then. So it's been a very long time since I've seen the nasty side of Jake Something on Impact Wrestling. So it's been a very long time coming, and I've been looking forward to it. And I like the way they've built it because it does seem to have taken Shear out of the equation already. So maybe I'm like overthinking the other outcomes that could have happened before it, because I was just so engrossed in the build up to the match with these two promos. I forgot that Jake Something had actually taken Shear out of the match.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it was brutal. It was absolutely brutal.
It's just so great to see that both of them are getting that center stage again. It's not a good show that Rohit Raju in, and it's going to be an awesome show with Jake Something on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without doubt. It's just incredible. Tomorrow night's Impact is just absolute gold, because following that, the next match that's been advertised is Fire and Flavor versus Ellerin and Grace for the tag title match again. So, you know, we know that that's going to be a cracker as well. And interestingly enough, I think this is where we're going to see Rachel and Jordan split. This is where we're going to see Jordan. And I'm saying it now, Jordan's going to turn on Rachel.
Yeah, I think it's most likely going that way, because if it was like someone like Deanna Purrazzo taking out Taylor Wilde last week, that would be a bit too obvious. You know, Deanna Purrazzo has done that already with Jazz and ODB. You know, she took out ODB before she had a match, you know, and things like that to play with Jordan Grace's mind there. So for her to have her try to do the same thing with Rachel Ellering, it isn't going to be original. So I think Jordan Grace has either taken out Taylor Wilde or just destroyed her. But either way, we're going to see the split, sadly, between Rachel Ellering and Jordan Grace, which is a bit of disappointment in the short term. But there's no sin that they can't get back together and form a solid unit in the long run, because both of them are now on the Impact Wrestling for a much more longer term, because Jordan Grace has signed a new contract with them, so they are there for at least another couple of years together.
I think we just need to see Jordan turn into an absolute beast of a heel. I think once we see that, she's the sky's the limit for her, without any shadow of doubt. Now here's something, right? You're gonna hear it here exclusively. This is Bison now with his predictions. You mentioned Taylor Wilde just now being taken out, etc. Now, Taylor Wilde wasn't on last week. And I'm telling you now, Taylor Wilde is going to be part of Decay.
Oh, yeah. I think Havoc is slowly going there. So
I have this sixth sense. I've got this feeling going. I honestly believe that we're going to see Taylor Wilde go full-on Undead Realm. I'm feeling it, mate. I'm feeling it. She's joining the hive. And interestingly enough, she posted a photograph on social media, which was a dark version of Taylor.
Yeah.
The other day with her looking in a mirror. It was a really well-taken photograph. It's where the real person is looking in the mirror and her eyeballs are facing the mirror, but the mirror looks like it's looking at you. If that makes sense. Yeah, it was really, really clever.
So it's like the fourth person looking in.
Right, so I posted, so I reposted it. I said, are we seeing a dark version of Taylor Wilde? You know, have you joined the hive? And she liked it.
Oh,
she liked it. So teasing the Bison there, Taylor. You're teasing the Bison. I'm predicting it. I see Taylor Wilde joining Decay. So there you go. Or we're certainly going to see a darker version of her. Let's put it that way. So, yeah. So there you go. The Bison exclusive. Saying it now. So remember, if that happened, you know where you heard it first. So we then move on. We've got the debut of New Japan Pro Wrestling's Kojima versus Diener. Now, this is difficult for me because Kojima's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's got to win. And for me, I don't want to see Diener lose again or VBD lose. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. It's always Diener that's still taking the slack regardless of what's happened. You know, that's one of the reasons why he decided to go to Violent by Design in the first place, was to prove to Eric Young he's not the nobody, because it was Eric Young or Reno Scum or the Good Brothers were beating down the Deaners, and XXL were beating down the Deaners, and Cody Diener especially was the one taking all the bumps and all the heavy hits, and especially the power drivers from Eric Young. And it seems the only thing that's really changed for Diener has been his promo skills have shot through the roof, and his character is awesome, and his in-ring ability is still a lot more crisp and solid, but they're not making it pay off as much as I really hoped they would do at the moment.
It's like he's taking the L's for the other guys, if that makes sense. I can't see Joe losing to Kojima against all odds, but I can see Diener losing, because if Diener beats him, then how's that going to set up Adoring versus Kojima match? Do you know what I mean? So unfortunately, yeah, Dean is going to take the L in this one. And also you're going to want a good first showing for Kojima as well, aren't you? So, you know,
we're going to get an amazing showing from Kojima regardless of win or lose. It's going to be fantastic. You know, Joe Doring might even just insert himself into the match for all we know, but you know, which is probably would be the more ideal outcome for me, because I just don't want to see Dina lose, because I'm such a big fan of Cody Dina.
Exactly. or like you say, like Steve has just said in the chat, you know, the only other option could be that we get shenanigans and it's not a clean ending. You know, we get Joe Doring coming, or we get VBD coming in, you know, and causing a disqualification or something, you know, beating Dan Kojima or something. I don't know. There's a potential that there could be some shenanigans going on, right?
Yeah. There's going to be something really interesting going to happen after this match. And it's going to be solid. It's going to be a good one.
I agree. And then we've got the main event, which is clearly a grudge match. I mean, it doesn't say that it's a grudge match, but clearly is a grudge match with regards to Moose versus Sami Callihan. Now, you know, obviously Moose gave Sami the spear out of nowhere, didn't he? When they were in that tag match, which obviously led to this. You know, I think is interesting because, again, basically, what you've got here is your two, for me, your two biggest talents for the Impact roster. They are the two Impact guys that I can see sort of kind of like taking it forward, and you know, they're the guys that potentially will be taking the Impact title back off Kenny Omega. First time we've mentioned Kenny Omega tonight. It's taken an hour and 1 minute. Fantastic. I'm glad about that. But anyway, so be interesting to see, you know, what happens in this match, because, you know, you've got the anti-hero Batman versus the wrestling god Zeus in Moose. So it'd be interesting. Zeus. So it'd be interesting to see where all that pans out. I think, I don't know on this one. I'm excited to see what happens in this match. You know, what are your thoughts in the chat? What do you think is going to happen in this match? Where do you think this is going? What do you think, Joe?
I'm excited for the match, and I'm hoping that Sami Callihan at least comes away with something from this, because he's once again the fall guy for everyone to get one over on, which Sami doesn't really care about in realistically. But, you know, it's still frustrating, because, you know, this is a match of Sami Callihan, so there's a 80% chance he's going to lose this match. But one of the interesting things about this whole turn of events is Sami Callihan is now actually the face in this whole story. He's been the face in this whole story since Don Callis dragged him out the ring with the Good Brothers dragged him out the ring, probably even before then. So, and Sami Callihan is just he's not had to change anything about himself. He's always said he's not the bad guy, and now it's been proven he's not the bad guy. Moose is the bad guy, really. But everyone wants to get the anti-hero to bring the title back. But who is the true anti-hero? Is it Sami Callihan or is it Moose?
Yeah,
who is going to be the real anti-hero? And
the only anti-hero here is Sami Callihan. I'm sorry, Moose is Zeus. Zeus.
it's going to lead up to a really interesting setup for Against All Odds, regardless who wins. You know, if Moose dominates Sami Callihan, which he won't, but if Moose wins over Sami Callihan cleanly with no shenanigans after the match or during the match, then Moose has got a better chance of beating Kenny Omega. But it doesn't stop Sami Callihan or the Good Brothers doing something to Moose Against All Odds. So Don Callis has always got that extra, he's the invisible hand. He's got that invisible hand still over everybody. Regardless, if Sami Callihan wins, there's no saying that he doesn't try to insert himself in this match, and then everyone sides with Moose. But then we saw it happen when that happened last time, when the Good Brothers tried to say that Moose is their guy. Moose turned on them. But I watched Impact Wrestling again a couple of nights ago to refresh my memory and everything. That has me thinking, is this a double turn now for Moose? Is he going to be against Don Callis for now and then go with Don Callis right before his time is officially up at Impact Wrestling? So there's so many cogs still going with this whole rivalry. And I've said it before, it's not Impact versus AEW, it's Impact Wrestling versus Omega and Don Callis. And there's more plot twists coming as it goes on. And but this would have been with Sami Callihan, already Edwards versus Moose. It would have been awesome. And I think Eddie Edwards having his appendix ripped out, Good luck to him on his recovery. It's good to see he's home now. And Moose, I think having Sami Callihan and Miss now as the main rival has made it a lot more interesting, and it's also made it a lot more unpredictable. And it's just so good to see where this is going and where it might go, and where could it go? Where should it go? Where will it go? How will it go? Questions. Fill the void, guys.
I think the great thing about this match is, other than the fact that we've got, I mean, for me, I'm a fan of both, right? So I am a Zeus fan as well as a Sami Callihan fan. Been a Sami Callihan fan ever since he's joined the company. I think the guy is absolute gold. But I cannot pick a winner in this.
Yeah, I think it's really hard for me to pick a definitive winner, but the most likely one is going to be Moose. Sorry, I'll let you continue. I'll stop jumping in.
Or is it going to be Shenanigans? This is the thing. Are we going to see Omega, the Good Brothers, Don Callis turn up in this one? I just don't know. I'm so torn on this one that I seriously cannot give it. And again, this is why I love Impact Wrestling, because they put matches together that, you seriously cannot necessarily predict how it's going to go. And this is one of them. I cannot predict how this match is going to end in any way, shape or form. So it makes me really, really want to watch it. I'm really, really excited to see this match. I'm really excited to watch the 60 minute Ironman match. I'm extremely excited to watch Jake Something versus Rohit. I positive we're going to see a Grace turn on Ellering. So I'm interested to see that as well. And again, I'm excited to see Kojima as well. It's going to be the first time we see him on Impact TV. So what we've got here is we've got five, fantastic potential matches, over a 3-hour period tomorrow night. Like, if you're not tuning in to watch Impact Wrestling, what the hell is wrong with you? You're not a wrestling fan. That's simple as that. You need to be tuning in to watch this stuff. This is fantastic stuff. And I'm very excited about it. I cannot wait to watch this tomorrow. How about you, Joe?
I'm really, really excited. I could elaborate on what you said, but to be honest, I'll just be repeating what you said. Like you have said, it's just so unpredictable. Impact Wrestling is just one that it's a company that does keep you guessing wanting more once you get into it, and once you take on board that it's not going to be it's not the TNA of old, it's not the Impact Wrestling of old, and it's thank God it's not the GFW of old. This is Impact Wrestling. This is now.
Yes, yeah.
Don Callis and Scott DeMore have done a fantastic job in actually putting that point across. So you can hold sour grapes against Don Callis leaving as much as you guys want, but we wouldn't be here without Don Callis and Scott DeMore. So thank the Lord for Don Callis. Thank God for Scott DeMore. And
I'm with you. I'm with you, brother.
This is just going to be so awesome. And it's doing what it's doing. It's setting up against all odds even more perfectly. And only with just one or two matches. And then we still don't know what the rest of the card's like yet. And I'm already excited for that, just with the two matches we got now.
Yeah, without doubt. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, we do have Rosemary and Deonna Purrazzo against all odds as well.
Has that been officially announced then? I didn't see
Yes, it's asked for the Knockouts title.
Fantastic. So we've got that one as well. And again, I've got a funny feeling that Rosemary's going to win this.
I hope she does. I really do. I think it's Rosemary's time to really start bringing the Knockouts title back to the Hive.
She deserves it as well, I mean, the woman has been with Impact now for like 7 years or something crazy. She is, and her character is, she's been on TV like week in, week out. She promotes the brand. She is, you know, she really is a fantastic addition to the, you know, on the roster. And I hope she gets a second run. I'd love to see that. I think that'd be great. And it'd be a good way to bolster Decay again, wouldn't it?
That'd be the ideal situation. But Deonna Purrazzo has got this title for title match with Fabi Apache coming up as well. So that there's, I don't think Deonna Purrazzo is going to lose just yet. But
that's still a few months away. So that that does mean she could lose and regain it at Slammiversary.
That's true. Yeah. If that happens, then I'll be a bit disappointed about Rosemary having a short run with the title. But I do want to see Rosemary give that DK that extra boost and maybe even give Crazy Steve and Black Taurus the incentive to go for the tag titles. Yeah. And then have Havoc and Rosemary go for the Knockouts tag titles. And, you know, that's the way they could bring it forward if Rosemary wins the Knockouts championship.
I think what is very interesting about a faction like Decay, though, is that they don't need a title to necessarily be over.
They
need to win matches because they've got to be dominant. But they can have, you know, like you say, they can have backstage story going, you know, in the Undead Realm or whatever, you know, which is fantastic. They can keep doing that, you know, without doubt. So, you know, again, you know, who knows where this is going to go? I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this and we spoke about Rosemary and we spoke about Kiera Hogan back in the day. You know, those two were examples, and even Moose. You know, these guys are superstars that don't need a belt to their name to make themselves look good. You know, look at the stuff Rosemary did with Decay before they became tag team champions. The stuff they did against the Wolves and the stuff they did when they were chasing the tag titles against the Hardys, you know, and Rosemary on her own since she lost the Knockouts championship. All the stuff she's built around her and how she's injected herself into all these other superstars and built them up and kept her popularity, and she's only held the strap once, and that was just to put Jade over in the end more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Decay is just an instant hit with the fans, and the fans have been calling for it since Crazy Steve had come back for ages. You know, there's like 6 years in the waiting. Crazy Steve had said or something, 6 years in the waiting. All the children were waiting, and all the patience has been rewarded. And then we got Black Taurus, and everything just went better and better. And then the momentum suddenly just dropped, and now it's slowly building up again. But I would like to see Crazy Steve and Black Taurus, especially, go for gold at least.
Can I just say something which is completely off track right now? How cool is Crazy Steve's new jacket?
I know, that's amazing.
But those face things on the arms and everything with the lights and everything in
the lights. Really cool. That's awesome. Part of me wants to see him just stand at the back doing that.
It's just a really, really
reference.
Yes, I know, my friend, I know. So, I think it's incredible. I love the way that it sort of kind of, you know, evolves, and they just kind of continue creating something different. But
mask has changed color as well. It's gone from black to like a bull skull now.
Yeah, you're right. It has. Yeah, but it's interesting. I really think that we're going to see like a growth in Decay. It's not going to be a three-man team. It's going to be five or six, I think, eventually. Yeah. You know, I honestly see, like you say, Havoc. I'm thinking Taylor Wilde for some reason. I've got this crazy thing in my head about Taylor Wilde. And I think there'll be another man joining them. Like I said, someone like Aleister Black would be very good in Decay, someone like that. But I actually thought it was going to be Brian Myers. And I still got this thing in my head that Brian Myers is going to end up in Decay. But we're just gonna have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, we've got to see what he's going to be doing to Sam Beal now. You know, he's taken Sam Beal under his wing, so that they're obviously going to be establishing themselves as a team now. But Brian Myers going to Decay, I would have thought that would have been so awesome. But it also felt like the same. They tried to do it with Bram, and it just didn't work out. And they left Bram in a suitcase somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
That was good storyline as well.
It was a great storyline, but it was like there was this. It would have been so awesome if they could have got Bram into Decay. It just didn't happen, and it was like a massive letdown.
I think it was another one of those Billy Corgan great ideas that he couldn't elaborate on.
Yeah, so, but it doesn't feel the same with Brian Myers as such, because Brian Myers has already got himself on a new direction now. He's got Sam Beal now, and he's going to be making Sam Beal into the next most professional student.
Well, we'll see. We'll see on that one. But yeah, no, that's interesting. Actually, I mean, I am quite intrigued in that. I mean, they could end up a tag team, couldn't they? Myers and Beal. Who knows? Who knows where that's going
to
go? But
it's great to see, again, the investment in Sam Beal too, because we're not entirely sure if he's officially on the roster or not. But you know, it's great. It's great to see that he's still making such a strong showing.
I guess he's going to be one of those guys that are on one of those sort of kind of paper appearance deals, and see how he goes. If he turns out to get over, you know, turns out to do a great job, then I'm sure eventually they'll sign him to you know, an exclusive deal or whatever. But I'm sure he's on a paper appearance deal at the moment. He's, you know, but it's going to be interesting to see that goes. I think you're right. I think it's going to be interesting. Yeah. You know, I'm intrigued with it. Simply Steve's intrigued. Awesome. Simply Steve's intrigued.
He's very
interested to see where that's going. So yeah. So what, you know, what are everybody else's thoughts on that? I'd be interested to know. Now, listen, guys, we're going to open it up. We've got an open form. We're going to have three or four questions from the chat. If you've got something to say, if you want us to answer anything in particular, if it's anything that you think you'd like us to elaborate on with anything that we've discussed tonight, or if there's anything that we haven't touched upon that you'd like to know our opinions on, then please feel free to leave us a question and we'll happily answer it. But can I just say at this time also, don't forget to give us a thumbs up. Yeah. Hit the subscribe button and tickle the bell. So this is what we want. We want a thumbs up. We want to press subscribe and then we want to tickle the bell. All right. Really, if you guys could do that for us, we would very much appreciate it. Because again, the more thumbs ups we get, the more timelines we appear on, and so more people get to watch the show. And of course, if you subscribe, you then, and tickle that bell, obviously, you will never miss any of the great content coming out every single week from the TNI crew in the UK and of course in the US. So have we got any questions? Have we got? No. Gary was saying, I'm wondering if we are getting Trey versus Myers with Sam Beal in his corner.
Probably, yeah. You know, because Trey Miguel's not been seen since his last match. So there's clearly something still going to be built around with Trey Miguel. So it wouldn't surprise me if Beal's just in Myers' corner and Myers versus Trey Miguel. That'll be an interesting rivalry too. It'll also be a great way to rebuild Trey Miguel a bit more now as well. So that's an interesting point to put across.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the other thing as well, we've not seen much of Trey over the last couple of weeks, have we? And again, it looks like he's not going to be around tomorrow either. So they've obviously taken a little bit of a step back with Trey a little bit, and then they're going to bring him forward again at some point. As we know, he's obviously signed the deal, so there's no reason why they wouldn't be bringing him back into the fray. But again, sometimes you have to take somebody away to remember how much you appreciate them when they come back.
Look at Ace Austin, you know, look at Ace Austin, for example. You know, when he had that time in the exhibition for so long, he took a step back and he was still Exhibition Star of the Year. And even when he wasn't seen after his tag matches with Fulton, everyone was still going for him, you know. And when he finally came back to the Genesis into the Exhibition, everyone was blown away by just how good it was, like a massive refresher course at just how good he was. And, you know, it's the same thing with Trey Miguel. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's actually next for him now that we've had this whole thing. And Chris Bay's another one too. He's someone that at the moment is taking some time off again. But when he comes back, he's gonna come back stronger. And Eddie Edwards, of course, is another one I can throw out there now. But we know what's happened to Eddie Edwards though. He's had that appendix operation. So, but when he comes back.
See, what's funny, you see, is that, you know, a lot of people say that the Impact roster is certainly on the male side is a little bit thin. But you know what? I don't think it is at all, because, you know, we don't have enough time as it is at the moment to showcase people. So why do you want more and more?
No, it's at least 39 or 40 something people on the roster on a regular rotary basis. And that's the whole reason why the company is so successful, is it's on a rotary basis. Everyone's got the freedom to come and go as they where they need to. They've got a lot of leniency. And it's one of the reasons why a lot of superstars in AEW are only on the Dark and Elevation shows rather than on the main program. It's just, they got the same freedom to come and go a bit more freely rather than
But for me, work
a lot more of this, how the storytelling and stuff goes.
Definitely. But for me, this is where it's sort of kind of, you think to yourself, maybe we just need that extra hour show. You know, maybe we need that, you know, explosion to come back as a proper show, 1 hour, you know, on a Tuesday or something, where, you know, we can add all this kind of stuff in. And pull that forward, you know, where these guys that aren't getting used at the moment could still get their opportunity to shine on that show a little bit, you know. I don't know. I think we do need another hour somewhere along the lines to add these people in. I think we're getting close to that time is where this is needed. But, you know, who knows? Who knows where we're going with it? I mean, again, if we add a Samoa Joe, we add a Chelsea Green, we add maybe another two or three people to the roster, you know, we're going to need more time, aren't we, to be able to watch all these guys?
Definitely.
You know, so, you know, that's where I think maybe an hour show would come in, you know, and help that. But we'll just have to wait and see. You know, again, it could be a YouTube exclusive show. It doesn't necessarily have to be on Access. However, you know, why not? You know, Anthem owns the channel. So why not? Why not have another night?
Okay, we got one here from Gary Rossetti. Who's our next choice for the Hall of Fame?
James Storm.
Yeah, you've took the words right out of my mouth there, guys. I have to say James Storm too. James Storm or America's Most Wanted, because we had that return from Chris Harris on James Storm's 1,000th match. Although I do know Storm has said in the past that he doesn't see himself as Hall of Fame material. Well, perception is your own worst enemy, my friend.
Yeah,
I think he can't deny that he's not.
If it's not James Storm on his own, right, it has to be America's Most Wanted. So Chris Harris and James Storm together.
Yeah,
maybe he would be happier with that. I don't know. Yeah. For me, it's definitely Storm. Maybe Chris Harris. I actually think. You know, Steve is saying Saban would be good for that as well. You're right. I think Saban would be a great addition to Hall of Fame. And who's to say it has to be one? You know,
Saban was the other one on my mind. And I was hoping if Alex Shelley could come back, then it'd be like the Motor City Machine Guns and America's Most Wanted as the Hall of Fame. But even if it's just Chris Saban and America's Most Wanted, you know, it works out all well and good there. Chris Saban's done a fantastic job since he's come back. He doesn't age. It's like Rhino, just doesn't seem to slow down no matter how older he gets.
And that's right.
It's insane.
There's an interesting thing there. I did mean to mention this earlier in the news, but of course we were talking about the WWE releases, but we also had a couple of AEW releases yesterday with Awesome Kong and Shana. Now Shana, I would like to see it Impact. I think she'd be really good for the Impact roster. But again, you know, it's a shame to see these guys go. Awesome Kong, you know, it's just been mentioned, the potential Hall of Famer. What an incredible, you know, legacy she's got with TNA/Impact Wrestling. So there's lots of people in there that it could be. Right, guys, I think it's time that we started to wrap this one up a little bit, guys.
Yeah,
we're sort of almost at an hour and a half, which is pretty much our time slot. So can I just ask where we can find you, Joe?
Yes, you can find me in the Twitter box at JOK Empty Space. You can jump onto Facebook, look for Joe O'Keefe, KWWFE. Not two, it was two F's, one F, guys. Get it spelled right. A lot of fights over that. You can look for hashtag daily giggle. I'll get the words out right at some point. Hashtag daily.
Daily giggle.
Daily understood about half of that.
Finally, we get a soundbite. Yes.
Right, we got 5 minutes. Right. Hashtag daily giggle. hashtag empty space or hashtag the void, and you'll find me somewhere on Facebook.
No worries. Steve, simply Steve, my brother, can you leave your information for everybody in the chat there so they could see it? To be honest with you, I can't remember exactly what I think it's at simply Steve 311 or something. Is that right? At
simply Steve 313.
At Simi Steve 313. There you go. So make sure that you follow Steve. I've been trying to push him a little bit on the old Twitter sphere. You know, he's a great guy to follow. Don't forget that both Joe and Steve write some fantastic impact related articles for WrestleBuddy.com, representing the TNI UK team. So make sure you check out some of those. They're always posting those out. Joe done a particularly long one this week, which I thought was really, really good. So yeah, don't forget to check those out as well. That's good. But if you're interested in following the Bison, I'm almost at 1,200 follows now, guys. So you know, help the Bison reach 1,200. I'd be over the moon if that happens in the next sort of few weeks. That would be absolutely awesome. But if you want to follow the Bison, you can find me at LordBison45 on Twitter. I like to give all of my followers a good lick. So don't forget to get involved in that. Bison loves a lick, that's for sure. Yeah, so it's all good. But anyway, that's pretty much all we've got time for today, guys. Now, don't forget to share all of this. This obviously is live at the moment. We will be available via, Listen on the Go. So we're talking SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to those. And hit their little tickle their little bells to make sure that you don't miss any of the great content coming out from all of us. We are available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and of course YouTube and Twitch, where we go live. The replay will be available literally straight after this, so please don't forget to share it. Let's get as many people watching the show as possible. If you love it, then I'm sure everybody else is going to love it as well. So make sure we get as many shares out there and retweets, etc., of the show. That would be really good. So, well, anyway, yeah. Guys, you know, this has been Impacted Live. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us in the chat as much as we have with you, as always. As I said, please take the time to give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. It is important. They make all the difference. You know, it really does. Thumbs up, subscribe, tickle the bell. That's all it's all. So with all that said, I've been Bison, and this has been, well, earlier there was simply Steve, but this has been the Joker, and it's been episode 33 of Impacted. Take care, everyone. We're Bison! We are